We're joined on the line this morning by Leith States, Acting Chief Medical Officer of the Assistant Secretary of Health, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and also Dr. Laura Herrera-Scott, Vice President of Medicaid Clinical Operations for Anthem, here to talk about Restart a Heart Day. Let's start off, I guess, Leith, if you could tell us, what is Restart a Heart Day? When is it?
Well, I'll take that question. Restart a Heart Day is a global initiative to increase awareness about the importance of bystander CPR. And cardiac arrest is a leading cause of death, and each year more than 350,000 arrests occur outside of a hospital setting. So hands-only CPR is a technique that the American Heart Association recommends to help increase the likelihood of people performing CPR in an emergency.
Do you have a goal of, like, how many people you want to be able to do this, or what's your thoughts on that?
So 6 years ago, the Anthem Foundation partnered with the American Heart Association on a campaign to raise awareness of hands-only CPR as a life-saving method. And we're proud to continue that partnership and work with them on their goal to double the bystander CPR training and response rate from 31% to 62% by 2020.
It's becoming hands-only CPR. Explain that.
So hands-only CPR, it's kind of a transition from the classic thinking of, you know, compression along with rescue breaths. But in hands-only CPR, you use 911, and then you push hard and fast on the center of the chest to a beat of a familiar song that gets you to about 100 to 120 beats per minute. The classic thought is, you know, using Staying Alive. But with, you know, newer generations, we kind of have to transition to new songs. So Lady Gaga, Just Dance might be a better fit. With equipping folks with the ability to do hands-only CPR, we increase the chances of them actually acting in an emergency because they get some exposure and they actually become more comfortable, since folks are a bit averse to the classical to rescue breath approach to CPR.
How much pressure do you need to use?
So the amount of pressure is kind of signified by the amount of depth that you get on the chest. And the thinking is to get at least 2 inches of depth with effective recoil on that compression.
How do we learn to do this? Do we need to take a class? Can we watch a video? Are we, just by your description, equipped to do something? What's your suggestion for this?
So for more information about how to become more comfortable in training on hands-only CPR, you can go to cpr.heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
And does this work on adults as well as children, or do we have to change our techniques when we're dealing with different ages?
So the recommendation is compression-only CPR for adults, but still using the tried-and-true CPR method for children.
And, of course, you mentioned originally calling 911, so we want to make sure we get sort of the professionals of the medical team there as quickly as possible. But we're there, I guess, to sustain the life. Talk about, I guess, the importance of that and how critical it is to continue that, the compressions and whatnot, in case someone is in need.
Sure. So I think the important message is to get to just routine civilians, non-first responders, that they have a critical key role to play in enhancing the survival of folks that suffer from out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. For folks that can act critically in that window before first responders get on scene, survival can be increased by 2 to 3 times just by having folks begin compressions and effectively get blood circulating through the body and during that time.
Talk a little bit about, I guess, understanding what happens at that moment. We see somebody that seems to be in cardiac arrest. How do we know? And then how do we not just sort of not panic? I guess that's maybe what people wonder what to do, and everyone's looking maybe at somebody else to take the first step. Explain maybe the process for that.
So for sure, as we've mentioned, is to call 911 first. The second is, if you see someone go down, you can certainly ask them if they're okay, see if they're awake and alert. If they're not, you can check a pulse. But then to start doing compressions to push hard and fast in the center of the chest, again, to a beat of 100 or 120 beats per minute, so a really fast song, such as the songs that Dr. States has already mentioned. It can be tiring, so if you are with someone, you can certainly hand off and just instruct them where to push and how often to push if you've done the training but the person you're with hasn't.
What about the case of people thinking, I just don't really want to get involved? I don't know if I'm liable for anything. What could happen if I do something wrong?
Well, part of the training is to get people comfortable with engaging if they witness a cardiac arrest. And, you know, it addresses some of the fears or the concerns about getting involved if a cardiac arrest is a witness.
Again, where can people find out more if they want to be a part of this? Again, it's Restart a Heart Day coming up October 16th. Where can they go?
So that website, again, is cpr.heart.org/hands-only-cpr.